Today will Be'ez Hashem be learned Daf Kuf Zayin, which concludes the 13th Perek and begins the 14th Perek of Masechta Shabbos. We will discuss the following topics in today's Daf. Generally, in Hilchos Shabbos, when it says Pater, it means Pater Aval Aser, which means if he already did it, he is exempt from liability. However, L'Ketchila, it is forbidden to do it Midrabanan. There are some exceptions where it's Mutter L'Ketchila. It's permissible to do it. The 14th Perek begins by analyzing the Isser to trap and bruise different types of animals. The Gemara then discusses which animals a person is chayav for killing on Shabbos, and whether kinim, lice, are included in the Isser. The Daf concludes with two statements about the killing of fish or animal fetuses on Shabbos. Some of the key concepts we will see in today's Daf include Shmoyne Shrotzen. Although normally dead sherets, a slithering or very low crawling animal, are not tummy, the Torah identifies eight particular Shrotzen that do transmit Tumma. Tumis Nevela. The flesh of an animal that dies without Shechita transmits Tumma. Its hooves, horns, and bones do not transmit tumah, and whether the skin transmits tumah is subject to a detailed machloikis. Ein b'minay nitzot are species that are not normally trapped, and according to some tanoim, are not subject to the isra deraisa of trapping on Shabbos. Oikur davar migiduloi refers to the isra of detaching something from where it grows, even if you are not detaching it from the ground. Malocha shein tzrich l'gufa. When a person does a malocha, as it was done in the Mishkan, but for a different purpose, such as digging a hole because he wants the dirt, but has no interest in the hole, there is a machlekes tanoim whether he is chayav.